we get to go home early, that's okay too. If we end up staying late, that's okay too. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I guess the format, what I'd like to do tonight, I'm going to read a little verse of Scripture and have a little comment, and then we'll have one or two, or I don't know, there's about, 25 or 30 of us here tonight. We got about an hour to do it, so if every person takes a minute or two or three, say 2-minute-ish, to give a little testimony, something good, positive, what God has done for you. Has God done something good for you?
Yes.
Amen. I think everybody's hand should be waving. Me. God did something good for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. God has done something good for me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Here's my little thought to begin with. Why the weary can be glad. Exodus chapter 2, verse 23. Because God hears their groaning. Do you know that God hears when you are groaning? Amen. Exodus chapter 2 and verse 23. And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. Amen. When we're going through a hard time, God knows you're going through a hard time. Amen. Jumping down a little bit, Exodus chapter 3 and verse 16. Because God knows their plight. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. God knows what you've gone through. Amen. Why the weary can be glad? Because God promises their deliverance. Exodus chapter 3 and verse number 17. Exodus 3:17, and I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. I'll tell you what, God's plans for us are really, really good. Amen. He will bring us out. Amen. Praise the Lord. James, are we going to run the microphone for us? Here you go. Look for somebody that has their hand up.
Praise the Lord. For me, this year has been probably one of the most challenging years, for various reasons. but for me, it's, what I'm going to speak about is more on a financial side. Last year, I ended up moving out of my house, but I was still paying on the house. I ended up living at my job. I had 5 credit cards maxed out. I had other bills, so financially, I was struggling. I was consistent with my tithes, but I was more short than not, just because I had a lack of trust. I had a lack of faith. I'm like, God, I need this money. And I didn't have enough trust or faith that if I sacrifice this money that he's going to provide, So that's something that I've learned and come to trust him and to have faith with that. And also another thing that helped was you, Pastor, when you would talk about how you're not paying your full tithes. You are robbing God. You're stealing from him. And that, I'm like, God, I'm not trying to steal from you. You know, but that set on my heart, and I'm like, I don't want to steal from God. I'm like, okay, God, I'm gonna trust you. You know, so, and also, Brother Andre, he talks about how it's a worship also. You know, so it's kind of like I'm only half worshiping God when I'm only paying half of, you know, what I should or whatever. But so I don't remember exactly when that started happening, when I was faithful with my tithes, and in this past July, I got a nice little bonus from work, and then come October, I got two more bonuses. I got a $5 pay raise. This is just in October, first couple weeks of October. And then on the 10th, I finally sold my house. And so, yeah, I sold my house. I paid off all my credit cards. I paid off my bills. I am debt free. And that it just I just think of Romans 13:8 when he talks about I owe no man anything, and I would think about that a lot of times, you know, and it definitely, if I didn't, you know, just put my trust and my faith, you know, take a leap of faith, and instead of trusting on myself, trusting on man, you know, all the glory to God. And I just feel like now he has set the table for, like, I am not financially or bound to any man, and I thought about that for a long time.
All right, guys, that was an awesome testimony, brother. You all know what I'm going through, but it starts a little bit earlier than that, because I was on the ranch in Ledyard for a few years, and it wasn't really working out, and that's why Robin was real dissatisfied there. Her and Paula, my boss there, did not get along at all, and so we had decided to make a move. And we thought, oh, this is freedom, freedom at last. And she felt so good when we did finally move. And it was a good thing. But then God had other plans. He took her home. And I'm here to say that I have found out that the grieving process through other members who have lost loved ones, praise God. And praise God. And I found that, and I'm so thankful for so many things. Like, I got to spend over two-thirds of my life with that woman. Over two-thirds of my life, I'm blessed to have known her. I got to spend life with her helping children, because she was a school bus driver. Some of those very kids still call her mom. Yeah, yeah. What a blessing I have in that woman who I called my wife. And now she is actually, I don't know, and I don't claim to know where she is or what's going on, but I know that there are animals in heaven. So if she's in heaven, she's with her animals. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because I talked about how they used to minister to her when I was going through my bad stuff with my bipolar, you know, running amok and all this stuff. She'd go out there and be with her horse. Now she's with her horse, and I got to go out there and be with my dog, because he's ministering to me. So anyway, God is good. Through the worst of times, and I thank you all for helping me through my hard times, because church family is very important. Amen.
I am thankful. thankful that I can memorize God's scriptures, and here's three of them. Isaiah 30, verse 8. Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be the time to come forever and ever. And Exodus 34, 27. And the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And Hebrews 4, 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
This is my story. This is my son. Praise him, my Savior, all the day long. Hallelujah. I just want to praise God. I just want to magnify him. God is good. God is so merciful. I've been through this and I've been through that, but God never leave me. My kids are in Jamaica. It was a Category 5 hurricane. The road split. Sea mark meet with rivers. House that made with concrete turn over. House start flutter. People hungry. People could not go in. Trees block it. And my kids are okay. My house is not touched. I just want to give God the glory. God is such a wonderful God. I remember way back, I was going to dental school in Jamaica. I go to dental school for 2 years. The first term, every exam I take, I fail it. I say, oh my God, this can't work. I'm serving you, God. Why could this happen? And the second term, we got holiday in December. We didn't go back to school until January. And I make sure I go to every fasting and prayer. The fasting in the sanctuary, I did not go in there. I take the prayer room for myself. I lay on my belly. I lay on my back. I talk to God. I cry to God. I said, God, come on, God. I'm serving you, God. Do something for me. They are laughing at me. I said, I can't do that, God. When I went back to school in January, every exam I take, I pass it. Every exam, when I don't come first, I come second. Law and ethics, all the subjects that the dentist have to take, I pass them rapidly. I say, oh my God, everyone, Diana, that's you? I couldn't believe. God is good. It's good to serve God. He is my Savior. He is my everything, my all in all. Just pray for me because I mean to live for God.
God bless church. I thank God because he need all my, he supplied all my needs. And my daughter were living in Pennsylvania about 2 years. And I want she come back. And she said, no, can you hear? And I told her, you need help. I can help you. And she said, come back, you can work here. Said, no. When I move from Connecticut, I will move to Dominican. Now the place. And I was praying for her. She was bad situation there. She drive 1 hour for work. And the Lianis need work a lot for go to the school. It's raining, snowing. And she don't want to come back because she said, I don't have nothing more now in Connecticut. How can we go there? I was praying for her and my daughter come back and living here again.
Hi, this brings a smile to my face. You all know I've been playing music out in the world for years and years. And at the beginning of November, I did a couple of songs at a celebration of life for someone. And the people that put it on were all about, hey, you know, we want you to bring your guitar and psychedelicize and do your guitar thing. And I don't know. I said, how about I bring my bass and I'll just sing a couple of songs. Keep it real simple, real, no psychedelics. Just in any way, I sang songs about Jesus. And the folks that were there, most of them have known me for decades. And I've been trying. I mean, I've been coming to this church now for 7 years, and for a few years before that, I had been trying to live a more godly life in, you know, the way that I appear to people. And yet every time I'd play in any secular event, everyone would, you know, it was like they were waiting for me to do something based upon my old behaviors. So and this is the first time this happened, so I sang a couple songs about Jesus, and I could see people looking at me like, wow, what's going on with Tony? And when I was done, this family of girls, I've known them since I was a teenager, and they were just into their teens. Now we're all Jerry's, as I like to say. And they came up to me and they were like, Tony, you're saved? You know Jesus? And I was like, Sissy Lynn, I said, I've known Jesus for my whole, Jesus has been with me my whole life. And they're like, yeah, but you never used to act like that, and you never sang about, you know, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it was just really nice to have somebody comment on, wow, Jesus is in your life, you know, as opposed to drugs and alcohol and all the things of the world. And that's all I want to share. You know, we all should sing, because I will sing of the goodness of God. And thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'd just like to say, there's so much to be thankful for, so much that I could tell you, but I'm going to try to say a little bit. It's short and sweet. I just want to thank God for my life. You just don't know how my life was before. God has truly been good to me. I've been drinking ever since I was 12 years old, and I missed out on so much. On how to be a woman and a lady and a mom and, you know, all kind of stuff. I missed out on so much because of the alcohol and the drinking. It robbed me so much of my life. But I thank God for the new life I have now. I'm so appreciated for every little thing that God has blessed me with. And I don't care what the people say. I don't care what the enemy says or what the devil says. I love Jesus, and he's the best thing that ever happened to me in my life.
Well, I'd just like to say that, like the song, he's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all, cannot tell it all, I cannot tell it all. But anyway, there is so many things that the Lord's done for me. One thing that comes to my mind, when I was in my 30s, my wife and my children, we were going to a church in Norwich. It was charismatic, similar to this, loving the Lord, music similar. But the pastor and his wife broke up, and the church folded, and I backslid myself. So it was about 10 years after, and I was in the world, man, and I was doing all the worldly stuff. God knows. And it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and I got a phone call from the state police. They said, "Mr. Harris?" I said, "Yeah." I says, "There's been a terrible accident on I-95. Both of your children were thrown out of the car. They're laying on I-95 completely motionless. We think they are gone." And, you know, I just, even though I was away from the Lord, man, did I cry out to him. And I said, "Jesus, please, I know I've been away. I know I've been a sinner. But I need you, Lord, please. Lord, please help me. Save my children." 15 minutes later, state police called back. And it was one of the ambulance people. And they said, "Mr. Harris, we don't know what happened. We turned around, and your son and your daughter was walking to the police car. They got up and they lived." And I knew it was God. I knew it was God. And now, every time my kids are in trouble, I say, "You got to give it to the Lord. I don't care what you're going through. Give it to God. God can do anything. Look what he's done for me." That's just one of many things. I don't want to take up any time, but all I can say is, thank you, Lord. He's never let me down. Never.
Good evening, family. Praise God. Hey, you know, I'm just really thankful, you know, how faithful God is, you know. You know, and it's been easy for me to, you know, believe and trust God and know that everything in my life, all the good stuff in my life is because of him. I know that, right? And, but Robert and I are going through some stuff right now. I wouldn't put them under the classification as good. They're kind of rough right now. Not yet, anyways. They're not good. But it's in process. So, you know, some really tough stuff right now. And God is faithful. And he's stretching my spiritual muscles, strengthening my faith, you know, causing me, forcing me almost to depend on him. You know what I mean? Get to that point and you go, "Ah, that was a lot easier than I thought," you know, and so he's real faithful. And I've been going to work. I was supposed to be home and they called me back to work because my boss blew up the shop and disappeared and went back to his addiction. And it was a hot mess. They put me in charge and said, "Fix it," and pretty much don't give me any help. It's a hot mess. I go in and I get beat up every day, right? And I'm like, "Lord, I'm getting beat up every day." And one of my readings the other day, disciples, they got beat, you know, and flogged, and they went away and rejoiced. And I said, "I guess I got a ways to go. I'm not there yet." You know what I mean? So God is so good, man. I'm telling you what, man. Even in the hard times, like, God is good, you know? Might not be easy, but no one said it was going to be easy. All right. I love you guys.
Praise the Lord. I just want to I'm reminded of a scripture in 1 Samuel where when David was in Ziklag and he had came back and they had found that all the their wives and children were taken. And he asked God, "Shall I pursue them?" And God answered him, says, "Yes, you shall pursue them and overtake them, and you shall recover all." And I remember at Winter Fire, Brother Jeff, he kept saying, "God is going to help you get your stuff back. God wants to help you get your stuff back. And this year I realized God is helping me to get my stuff back. A long time ago, I was an instructor in the Navy, and through sin, and my choices of sin, I had never taught again, and I never thought I was good enough to teach again. And God put me in the position, God, to teach, and made me apt to teach. My health had deteriorated, and God has given me my health back. My finances, I was living from paycheck to paycheck, but through faithful tithing and giving offering, God has given me my finances back, and he's given me my family back as well. So God wants to help you get your stuff back. He's doing this for me.
Praise the Lord. One more thing I forgot. You know, I've been putting Andre Willis on a prayer list. And today I was with his grandmother, and I told her that we was having a testimony tonight and a prayer. And so she said, well, you make sure that you tell the church that I said thank you for all the prayers because her grandson came home. And he doesn't have to have dialysis, thank God.
What shall I render? What shall I render unto the Lord? What shall I render unto Jesus? Nothing that I can do to repay for all what God has done for me. I just want to give thanks to God, most of all, for coming all the way down from heaven to earth just to shed his blood for me. That greater love that he loved me so. And I just want to thank God because I look back over my life and I know that God had done so much for me. I just give him thanks for his goodness, his mercy, where I don't even deserve it. He gives me things what I don't even deserve. And I just thank God because I see myself, like, ever since I've been in this church, I see myself had grown in God. I have grown in God. My family is my heart. You know, I want them with me, but that was eating me up. You just don't know how bad that was eating me up not to see my family in church. Not one of my family's in church. But God had to let me know that you got to save yourself. You got to save yourself. And this was causing me to not let God use me in the way that he wanted to use me. And ever since that, I gave it to God, and I prayed to myself, Lord, they are in your hands. I said, I raised them up in the way that they should go. And you know, and they know the truth. My husband knows the truth. My children know the truth. But I have to just let it go and let God. And ever since I did, let me tell you, God has certainly blessed me in areas and in my life. Because I can see myself, like, because I want to just build up God's kingdom. God wants to use me in a mighty way. And he is doing that. And I just want to give him thanks for everything that he has done for me. You know, for his kingdom, for his glory. Here I am, Lord. And I just want to thank God for my church family. This is my family. This is my family. And I really thank God for my church family. I thank God for my pastor. I thank God for my pastor. He's such a humble man of God. You know, you can go to him and he just, you know, he just don't, like, you know, he shows no, like, what, you know, no kind of bad feelings like, oh, here she come again. You know, he just don't do that. He just so humble and willing to hear what you got to say. And most of all, I just want to thank God for, you know, I love each and every one of you all in the church, and I pray for you all. But I just want to thank God for Sister Carmen. She picks me up for church. And I don't take that for granted. She goes on her way to pick me up for church, and I appreciate her, and I, you know, what she do, I tell her what she do, it just makes me feel good for me to get in the house of the Lord, and I just thank God, and I thank God for Sister Janie picking me up for, you know, for church. She picks me up when I don't have a ride. I thank God for Sister Brown. I thank God, you know, I just don't take this for granted, you know, because I want to be in the house of the Lord. And I just thank God. God is so good. And one more thing. I went to the doctor's on yesterday. Yesterday was Tuesday. Yeah. Yesterday. And thank God I got a good report. I got a good report from the doctors. And, you know, and she said to me, "You did good, Jerry." I said, "Not me did good." I said, "God is good. God did good." And I said, "You know what?" And, you know, and they want me to keep on going here, going there. And if it ain't one thing, it's another. But you know what? I can't worry about my health. I got to give it to God. I got to give it to God. I got to give it to God because God wants to use me. And, hey, if it's my time up, you know what? To be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. And I just want to give God thanks for that because he's been so, so good to me. Amen.
She's been waiting this whole time to try to get her turn. Rachel wants to... let me do a little bit of my testimony. I also wanted to thank God for you, for the church people here. You're such a blessing to us, to our family. Just in the last couple of days, the loving text from a couple people, it's back and forth to each other, right? Encouraging one another, and we love and appreciate you. But I was very thankful that this year our kids are getting to participate in Bible quizzing. We haven't even gone to a like quiz meet yet, but we've been practicing and learning verses. I think, do you have it yet? She's got to get a drink of water. one of the very first verses, which I think is kind of funny, but not really. But it has. Those numbers, right? Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7. "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest
by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest."
See, she's got it better than me. But it's so important. I'm so thankful that we have some ladies that are helping with that to teach our children and to impact their lives. Rachel's got a verse too.
Exodus 24:12. "And the Lord said unto Moses, Come up to me in the mount and be there, and I will give tables of stone and the law and commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them."
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to, while the microphone's over here, Sister Brown, you're next. This will make sense. Psalm 18:31 says, "For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds or deer feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. I think about this because there's a whole lot of things that I do that don't make sense. That I the output doesn't match the brains a lot of times. The ability, the skill, it's sometimes it's just not there. And so I have to be humble, and I have to ask God for help in all of it. And God always gives me wisdom. Always. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense. But he does it. And I you know, you wonder why you struggle with some things, and you wonder why you can't grasp, and you feel kind of like your brain is not really working. And just God tells you, this is what you need to do next. This is what you need to do next. And you just keep obeying God, doing the next thing, and the next step, and the next line of code, or whatever, right? And God puts things together. He uses you to put things together. And I'm immensely thankful for that. Because where would I be without that? Where would I be without the wisdom of God in my life? And when I think about being thankful, I can tell you with 100% certainty, and I say this because I've seen people that I grew up next to go to jail, get caught up in drugs and alcohol. Some of them are dead. Some of them have been married and divorced over and over again. Their kids aren't serving the Lord. Some of them, and that just, it's appalling to me because I think, how can your parents serve God? You serve God with all your heart. I was there with you in the altar praying with you. And then one generation, you turn your back on God and leave the church, and your kids have nose rings. It's like, what in the world? Don't do that. Make your way back to God. It's not too late. But I say that because I'm looking at a people who have made up their mind that no matter what, they're going to serve the Lord. I removed the option to quit a long time ago. Amen. Don't use that against me. Don't try to poke me with it, because I still live in the flesh. But but God is so good to us. So good to us. It's just, you can't fathom the goodness of God. And to see my kids get up here and quote scripture and put this word of God in their life, that is going to serve them the same way it has changed and transformed my life. I'm so thankful for that. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I just want to thank God. I mean, like, there's so much to thank him for. I could thank him until, you know, tomorrow morning. So I just want to thank God. The first thing I want to thank God for, saving my soul. I thank God for giving me the Holy Ghost when I was 12 years old. And that's why I always encourage people to get the Holy Ghost, because I have it since I was 12. And I have the same Holy Ghost. And without it, I would be lost. I don't know what I would do. Because I remember when my husband died and everything. That's why I encouraged Brother Joe. I came here and I worshiped God. And God get a hold of me that night. And he just lift my burden. And I'm never the same. And, you know, there's so much to thank God for. I know we don't have a lot of time. But like my sister was talking about her house. My parents have a house in Jamaica that I take care of. You know, I have people living in there, like tenants. And my house next door, you know, was leaking and the window knocked out. And that house stand up just the same way. No water getting there. Nothing happened. And I know it's not because we're lucky. It's just God is good. Because God knows that how much it would cost me to fix that place. So God is so good. He never leave me or forsake me. Never leave me or forsake me. I mean, people will leave you and forsake you, but God never leave me or forsake me. He loves me. He takes care of me. I have no complaints. I'm telling you, God is good to me. You know? And I thank God for my family. I thank God for the church family. Thank God for my pastor. I thank God for my sister. I thank because she's my good friend, Sister Jerry. She's my buddy. You know, we prayed all the time. And we, you know, anything, you know, we just call each other and we prayed. So I'm just thanking God because he is good to me that I cannot explain it. He is so good. Never let me down. And I love him. I love him with all my heart. And I just want to praise him from the bottom of my heart.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. First of all, I want to thank God for choosing me and allowing me to be a part of his family. I have to thank God that, you know, I put down the drink and the drugs almost 19 years ago. Lord willing, January 4th will be 19 years. And, you know, putting all that down, life is supposed to get easy. Yeah, God had a good sense of humor with that one. Life got harder. But what he did was he gave me a good set of tools and a good toolbox that I live by today. And you, no matter what, God is always there. He's always faithful, just like dust and laundry. It's faithful. And, you know, no matter what goes down, you know, I have to go visit my son at Yale Psychiatric tomorrow. This is a Thanksgiving. He shouldn't be there. He should be home with his family. He should be home with his mother, especially because he's the only one I have that talks to me. And I thank you for the Dyke children because they are the grandchildren that I don't have. And I thank you all for sharing them with me. And that's truly a blessing, being here in Uncasville. I think my biggest testimony is, I really have to say, and I tell anybody who'll hear it. I remember COVID-19 and we were out here in the tent. And I went up to Sister Greeley, and I'm like, can you teach me how to pray and fast to give up cigarettes? Well, be careful what you pray for, because she did, and for the next 36 hours, I threw up that poison and haven't touched a cigarette since. That was a pure deliverance, and I'll tell anybody that story. That is the greatest testimony, because I started smoking at 9 years old, and I smoked for 45 years. As I watched my mother breathe, barely, pick up a cigarette, and that's what you'll breathe like. and your oxygen level's down to 66. So God has been good. God is faithful. Laundry's faithful and dust is faithful, but I will always serve God.
I've got so much to be thankful for. First of all, I'm very thankful for truth. God's been dealing with me a lot about that lately, about how sometimes those of us who are raised in the truth and raised in church, we take things for granted. We take God for granted. And also, I want to thank God for my family, for my church family. As military people, we go a lot of churches, you know. And this has, to me, been the first church that's been home and been family, away from my home. And also in 2022, we were living in Japan, and that spring I started having like severe headaches. Not really anything uncommon, but they wouldn't go away. It didn't matter what I took. I would go to the ER multiple times. They would fix me the little migraine cocktails. Nothing worked. I went underwent MRIs, CT scans, all kinds of things. And finally, I guess it was May of that year, I was diagnosed with pseudotumor cerebrae. And I was losing my vision in my left eye from it because it was making my optic nerve swollen. That is basically just my body was creating too much cerebral fluid and it had nowhere to go because my body would absorb it. So it was just sitting on my brain. So I would have to go undergo like lumbar punctures, quite a few, then blood patches, and through that entire summer of 2022, even with the draining and all that, nothing was still helping. And I told God, and it was about August, I guess, I was like, I'm done. I can't live like this every day. For the past 6 months, a headache every day. Can't see. I'm losing my vision. And I was like, I'm done. You got to heal me, and I trust you because I know you can do it. You've done it before, and like you can heal me, or I can't live like this. And I was desperate. And that September, we went to a UPC, but it's UPCJ, Japan. And I remember there was a lot. There was a whole lot of people there, but they had all these people standing up there, ministers, and you would just go through the prayer line, and all these people would be touching, you know, your head and everything. And I told God, I was like, okay, this is it. It was September 26th, to be exact, and I was like, God, this is my night. This is my day. I was like, I'm done, and you're going to do it. You're going to do it now. And I went through that line. The weekend still battled a little bit. That Monday, I woke up. I didn't have a headache, and yes, I still have headaches, but I have had no more issues whatsoever. They no longer even have that on my chart. They took it off that I had pseudotumor cerebrae, and I know it was God that did it, and I just thank him. I thank him for my family, and he's been so good to us. Yeah.
I'm thankful that I get to call this church my home, and whenever I leave, I get to come home to this, and I love this church. I love everybody here, and I get to call all you guys my friends, and I love my pastor, and I love my family I have. And when I was living in Japan, I didn't really have a lot of Christ-like friends, and all of them were just really bad influences on me, and also with pressures of, like, the world and everything, living like everybody else, and it was so hard. And then I was like, God, can you please, when I move to Connecticut, I want a church, I want friends. And so when I came here, I was blessed with Harmony, Jen, and Mayana. And then I was blessed with this amazing church and everybody. And then my family, I was healed, and then everything else, it's great. Yeah.
I'm very thankful for God because He's given me so many amazing opportunities in this past year. And, for example, like NAYC or like camp or youth convention. And I'm just so thankful that God has brought me to those places, especially NAYC, whenever I got to see some of my old friends that I haven't seen in over like 7 years. And it was just so enlightening. And now I'm just very thankful because God has blessed me with so many new friends that I have that I can give an impact to, such a powerful light that I hope that I am. And there's just so many words I can say, but I don't know them because He's just so good that I don't even know what to say.
I am thankful for, well, being alive, first of all. I mean, everybody should be thankful for that. I mean, you wouldn't even be here. I'm thankful for the church, my family, a roof over my head, being blessed with all everything I have, and yeah, that's it. Can't think of anything else.
I'm thankful for my church family. I'm thankful for everything that God does for all of us, and just everybody's testimonies is such a blessing to listen to and to hear how God is working in so many people's lives. I praise Him for, you know, coming after me, and, you know, my husband got saved this year, and I thank God for that. It makes our house so much more peaceful. He's working on my children, and, you know, He's always protecting my children and putting angels around my children. And actually, while I was down there, my older grandson locked my younger grandson in the bathroom with the water running. And I had the littlest baby on me, and he was taking a nap. And my daughter came in and, "Mom, I'm so sorry, but he's locked in the bathroom. The water's running. I can't see him. I can't hear him. He stopped talking." And I went in there. I mean, I don't know what I thought I was going to do, but I was fierce. And I said, "God, please help." And with superhuman strength from the Lord, I overrode with my hands that doorknob lock and clicked it and got into that bathroom to get my grandson. And I said, "Praise God, because that was not my strength that did that. That was not my strength." So I came home with a testimony of how good He is, and how I pray for them every single day. "God, please just watch over my children and my grandbabies. Put Your angels around them and keep them safe. Keep them from the evil one, and everything will be good in life." And it is. So thank You, Jesus, for everything that You do for me and my family.
Just be careful when you shake your hand. Praise the Lord. Is that it? If you got it, go ahead.
I want to say this. I am thankful for my husband for 38 years. For how the Lord had him to provide and take care of me and his children. And I thank God for that, even though he's not here, but he is a good husband. And I thank God for how the Lord allowed him to provide and take care of me. Because I remember when I got sick back in 2015, and he told me not to go back to work, and he said, "I'll take care of you." And ever since then, he's been taking care of me. And I just give God thanks for that. And everything, give thanks. I thank Him for that.
I'm thankful for my family. Thankful for my salvation. Yes.
Thankful I was able to come back to God after so many years being away. Thankful, you know, all the times He's healed my body.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thankful for the church family.
I guess I had to think about it. I mean, not really, but I guess there is a lot to be thankful for. This year has been really hard for me with healing, so I guess I have a lot to be thankful for my knee replacement. I'm thankful for my family, my church family. Like Pastor said, think about what you have to be thankful for. So I kind of went home and I said, what do I have to be thankful for? And I'm like, okay, what do I have to be thankful for? And I'm like, okay. So I kind of made a mental list and I'm like, okay, my knee replacement. It was a long recovery. It's a year and I'm still recovering, but healing. And I'm like, okay, I'm thankful for my church family and specifically, you know, the pastor and Sister Greeley and Darren, Sister Alyssa, the Davenports who've been here a short while, but I'm very grateful for their friendship, and new members of the church family, you know, people who've been here a while, who, you know, who don't usually get to chat much, but we still see each other. I'm thankful for them, and our families. Who get to be here sometimes or don't get to be here sometimes. So I'm thankful for everyone and the people up there who you don't get to see very often. I'm thankful for you too. So, and all the little people and the ones that are not here today, for our youth who are kind of hiding out today. So I'm thankful for all of you.
I'm just thankful for God in my life. I was telling a coworker my testimony the other day, and she looked at me. She said, I would have never thought that would be you. So, yeah, God has delivered me from drugs. And I'm so thankful. When I drive down the street, I will see people that I used to party with, and it's like, wow. What a difference, like night and day. And I'm just so thankful that I don't look like what I've been through, because it was rough. I was a reckless, reckless human being. I'm just thankful that He keeps me. I am a kept woman, and I'm proud to say that. He watches over me. I tend to be clumsy a lot, and, you know, I'm just thankful that I haven't really had some serious injuries, considering the situations or the falls that I've got myself into. But God, He's preserving me, and I'm just so thankful for that. I mean, I'll tell people my age, and they're like, no way, you don't look that old. I'm like, that's God, you know? That's nobody but God, because I don't do anything different. I do nothing different than anybody else. But He's always there for me. He's my friend. I can talk to Him any moment at any time. He's always there. He watches out for me. He protects me. And I'm just thankful for Him loving me, even through all my messes.
I thank the Lord for how He doesn't take our circumstances takes our circumstances, but He doesn't take our limitations and keep them in place. And how He can work. So if I'm having a problem, a bad day, or I just can't seem to get rest, I'll just say, Lord, I can't do it. I need your help. And within 15 minutes, my mind's clear. I'm able to think straight or just fall asleep. So there's so many things that we see, take a medicine, go to a therapy. But for me, my relationship with God is He's the only one I talk to. And when I have the biggest problems, He gave me a dog to go for a walk with. And we just take more walks. When I have to take more walks, then it just means that's more time. But He's been really great to us this year. And thinking back over the year, there's a lot of times where He's been testing me to trust Him and not know the answer, but just to continue moving forward. So I'm just grateful that He didn't say this was the end. You're done. You've reached the end of your learning. But no, He says, now we're going to go to a different vein. We're going to move forward. And I'm excited with where He's taking me. And I'm just so grateful that He cared enough to stay by me no matter what goes on.
Again, I am very thankful for the church. Your testimonies have been such a real blessing to me because this is what I've been praying for, that you would all grow in Him. And boy, God has grown you all. You're all growing so good. It's so good. Jeremiah 9, verse 24 says, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. And as I was listening to everybody's testimonies and stuff, I kept thinking about that. It's they're learning Him. They're understanding Him more. They're knowing Him. They're understanding His loving kindness. They're seeing His righteousness. They're seeing His judgment of it, the truth, you know, the truth of all that He's given to us. And it, yeah, I try not to cry. I cry a lot when I pray. And I've cried a lot over each and every one of you. And I'm just so thankful that God has done such a marvelous work among us. Thank God for our church. Thank God for His truth. Thank God for His Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Just for life, like you said, James, life. Thank God. So God is good. Yes. All the time. All the time.
Stand with me, would you? Isn't God good? I don't know how to express it, but the little bit that Brother Dyke said, you know, we've all seen so many people come and go in our lives. And it's absolutely amazing and wonderful and glorious when I see those ones that I knew they were. You know, we got the Holy Ghost together, you know, when I was 12 years old. Well, that guy's a pastor now in Madison, Wisconsin. You know, there's a kinship. There's something that's very special. I might have only talked to him once every long time. But there's something very special about being one of God's people. Amen. Amen. And
I don't want to give that up for anything. There's nothing worth giving that up for. Amen. I want to live and die in the Lord. Amen. Let my whole life, and yeah, I was stupid. And I went astray, but you know what? God will take you back. Amen. Brush the mud off. Stay out of the pit. Get out of the ditch. Come live for God. Amen. He is good. Let's love Him together. Lord, I love You. I thank You. Lord, You're wonderful and glorious. I praise You. I worship You. I love You, Jesus. I love You. I praise You. I adore You. Thank You, Lord, for Your people. Thank You, Lord, for all that You've already done. Thank You, Lord, for the wonderful and glorious, the great testimonies, Lord, that have been given tonight. Lord, the wonderful things that You have done in our lives, for the greatness, Lord, that You've given unto us. Lord, for Your will to be done within us and in this body, the church. Thank You, Lord, for this people. Thank You, Lord, for Your name. And Lord, help us, Jesus, to serve You. We are thankful. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Thank you for your testimony. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.